103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is DePriest Taylor, Community Engagement Director of Canby's Markets. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good, Playmaker. Thanks for having me. How about yourself?
Hey, I am doing good. I'm glad to have you on the phone. I want to learn more about what's going on in Canby's Markets because a lot of people might not know what you're doing for the community, but y'all are doing great things that we're trying to eliminate food deserts here in Kansas City. So first of all, tell us about Canby's Markets and how it came to be.
Yeah, so Canby's Markets is a nonprofit, and we work to eliminate food deserts while increasing food access to folks here in Kansas City. Our CEO and founder, Max Kaniger, he came up with the idea just through looking through neighborhoods and identifying specific needs and came up with Canby's Markets. So through one of our programs, Healthy Corner Stores, we actually put fresh produce, affordable produce, into convenience stores and gas stations, and we're in about 41 locations right now. Nice. We started with about 12 last year, so to be able to open up a plethora of locations over the pandemic is truly a blessing.
How bad was it when y'all started trying to serve these markets or whatnot to what it is today? Because I'm assuming that it was not as good when y'all started off to what it is now.
You know what? Actually, the community welcomed us. It was something that they saw as a need. I will say that our CEO, he went into about 70 locations before he actually got a yes. And so we started our first location one of the gas stations here off Truman Road.
And what is the importance of make sure that we actually people are actually able to have access to affordable fruits and vegetables and fresh food on a daily basis?
Yeah, so when we talk about equity, fresh access to affordable produce is one of those things. And so in our realm, we want to make sure that all folks, whether it's lettuce, tomatoes, any type of produce, that they have access to those things and that it's affordable. When you start talking about some of the barriers, we look at transportation, and some folks live miles and miles from some of these supermarkets. So we're all about meeting folks where they are, whether that's financially or bringing it directly to them where they frequent and shop every single day.
Yes, yes. And you also do home delivered meals as well, right?
Yeah. So through a partnership with Mid-America Regional Council, we deliver to the aging and disabled population 5 days a week. And we provide about 2 weeks worth of essential items, and that includes meals, or that's household items, and a plethora of necessities.
Yes, yes. Liking what they're doing out here at Canby's Market. Of course, we got a Canby's Fest that's coming up as well. Before I let you go, DePriest, you got to tell us about this fest and what's coming up with it.
Yeah, we're extremely excited, especially coming out of the pandemic, to be in person and celebrate our accomplishments over the last 5 years. So we'll have our Canby's Fest, which is taking place September 19th. And we're actually excited because we're headlining some local artists. So the Royal Chief is the headliner.
Okay.
We'll have some activities and games for the kids, some food trucks, and we're excited for folks to come in and kind of see the warehouse and look at the logistics of everything that we're doing. So it's kind of hard to discuss, but when folks get into it and see it up close and personal, they get to see the real impact.
Love it, love it, love it. So if they want more information about what you're doing, where can they go to?
Yeah, canbysmarkets.org, and they can follow us on all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Canby's Market.
All right, definitely appreciate your time, DePriest. Thank you very much. Looking forward to the fest coming up, and always appreciating what y'all doing for the community here in Kansas City. Thank you for your time.
Again, thank you for having me.